Open Wide, written for Penison FM by Steve Dobson.
Well, Doris, are you coming in?
I think I've changed my mind. I don't need to see the dentist after all.
You wimp. You're scared.
I am. You know I am, Percy. Nobody likes going to the dentist.
It don't bother me. It's not as if you ever have to have oak done on your teeth anyway. They're like solid stone, your gnashers.
Well, there's always a first time, Percy.
Oh, come on, Doris. Really, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Really?
Really.
Why did we have to come so early, Percy?
What do you mean?
Well, we're 10 minutes early. I could have been sitting at home, playing on my phone. Instead, I'm stood out here with time to kill.
Better to be 10 minutes early than 2 minutes late. That's what my dear departed dad used to say.
Better be smack on time than hanging about, I say.
Look, Doris, are you ready to go in?
Oh, sugar, if I must.
That's my brave girl.
Don't you patronise me, Percy Pipkin.
I'm not. I know you're petrified. Yet you're still prepared to enter the lion's den.
Don't. Just stop it or I'm going back home.
Too late now. We're in.
Mrs. Walker, to treatment room 2, please. Mrs. Walker.
Good morning, sir, madam. Do you have an appointment?
Mr. and Mrs. Pipkin, to see Miss Aitken, please. 10 o'clock we've booked in for.
Oh, right, let me see. Oh, yes. I'm afraid Miss Aitken isn't treating today.
Not treating? Why not? She's our favourite dentist.
She's poorly. Toothache.
Toothache? That's ironic, isn't it? Physician, heal thyself.
Pardon, Mr. Pitlane.
Pitkin, dear. Pitkin.
Yes, Mr. Pitkin. However, not to worry, we've managed to slide you in with another dentist.
Not that Turner guy. He's not touching my teeth again. Last time he treated me, I was in absolute agony for a week.
Calm down, Percy. It's only a dentist.
No, it's not Mr. Turner. He's left.
Too many people, I suppose, complained about his bedside manner.
No. Well, actually, yes. We had to let him go. We retired him.
Good. Well, he was getting a bit long in the tooth, wasn't he? Long in the tooth. Get it? Long in the... Oh, why do I bother? Pearls before swine, as they say.
You're not funny, Percy.
I thought I were hilarious. No sense of humour, some people. So who have you fixed us up with? Some locum?
Mr. Payne.
Well, that just fills me brimful with confidence.
Max Payne. He's very good.
At inflicting pain?
Oh, Percy, stop it.
So is Mr. Payne acceptable?
Oh, I suppose he'll have to do. Is he young?
What's that got to do with the price of fish, Doris?
Well, if he's old, he's past it. And if he's young, he's not learnt enough yet.
Everyone's young when you're our age, Doris.
Oh, I suppose so.
He's middle-aged, if that helps.
Thanks, love. I feel a bit better now.
Shall I put you down?
Put him down, if you like. And his pathetic jokes.
Yes, love. Put us down for pain.
OK, that's done. Do you pay for dental care?
Pay? Pay? I thought that's what the NHS was for.
She means, do we pay privately, Percy? You lump.
Oh, no, we just pay NHS rates. That's dear enough.
That's fine. So just find a seat and fill in these 2 questionnaires for me, please.
What, again? We did this last year. And I bet it's the same blooming questions.
They are, and we have to ask them every year to keep you safe and our records up to date.
Flipping bureaucracy, I call it. Right, let's sit. Oh, is that seat taken, madam, is it? Oh, fine. Got to have somewhere to put your handbag, don't you?
Percy, over here.
Over where? That step? I'm not sitting on that. I'll get piles.
Stop complaining. This is all there is. You'll be fine.
Find a seat. Find a step, she means. Ooh, that step's hard.
Just shut up and fill in your form.
Mr. Pilkington to treatment room 4, please. Mr. Pilkington.
I wonder how long we'll be, Percy.
Not too long, I hope.
Excuse me, I need to get up the steps.
Oh, sorry. Of course. Percy, move.
What? Oh, right away. Sit on the step. You'll be fine. Oh, yes. If you call being shifted every 2 minutes, fine. And if you like suffering with piles and sitting on concrete...
You are a misery, Percy. Stop moaning. You're supposed to be trying to cheer me up and keep my mind off things.
You'll be all right. Going to the dentist, it's like a piece of cake.
Miss Aitken to treatment room 3, please. Miss Aitken.
Miss Aitken? Oh, hiya. Sorry to hear. Yeah. I'll get out of your way. Ooh, that does look painful.
Poor thing. Still, she's in the right place.
True, true. Now, this form. What does it want to know? Name. Obvious. Address. Same as last year.
You can't write same as last year, Percy.
Why not? It's a stupid form.
Put your proper address.
Phone number? Email? Email? What do they want that for?
Just write it down.
Have you had any of these infectious diseases? Oh, dear. I've never had that. Or that. Oh, phew, this is disgraceful. What kind of a man do you think I am?
Shut up, Percy. It's just a standard form. Everybody gets it. Paranoid Percy, that's you. Nobody's getting at you or accusing you of having... Ooh, what's that?
I'll have you know I've led a clean living life. Clean, pure and simple.
Simple certainly describes you, dear.
Doctor's name and surgery? How am I supposed to know that? I never go.
You ought to. You never stop complaining about your lumbago or your bad knees.
It's genetic. What can I do with my genes?
Wash them.
Wash them? Oh, yes. Very funny. Not.
No sense of humour. So, have you finished the form? Good. Take mine with yours back to the receptionist.
Finish the form? Waste of flipping time. Who wants to know all this stuff anyway? Nosy things. Here you are, love.
Thank you, Mr. Pitkin. Shouldn't be too long now.
Done it, Doris.
Thank you, Percy. I wish I'd brought a book to read to keep my mind off all this.
You should have said. I could have brought my diary.
What are you talking about, Percy?
Oscar Wilde said one should always have something sensational to read.
There's nothing sensational in your diary.
Pardon?
I had peas and chips for lunch. No fish.
You've been peaching.
Yeah, fascinating reading, I must say.
Mr. and Mrs. Pitkin to treatment room 13, please. Mr. and Mrs. Pitkin.
Oh, Percy, it's an omen.
Eh?
13, it's a sign.
It's a room, just a room. Come on.
Who's going first?
You are.
No, you. I'm scared.
Get it over with then. Go first.
No, you go first, Percy.
Look, we're here. Treatment room 13. Ah.
Don't.
Ah, come in. Come in, Mr. and Mrs. Pitkin. Have you brought the forms?
We gave them in at the desk, Mr. Payne.
Not a problem. No worries. Now, who's going first?
She is.
Come on now, not to worry. I'll do my best not to hurt you.
Her first. She's scared. Get it over and done with.
Mrs. Pitkin? Very well. Sit down here, my dear lady. Now I'm just going to tilt you back a little. Nurse, face mask and napkin for Mrs. Pitkin, please.
Will this hurt?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Now open wide, please. Upper right, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8. Upper left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Lower right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Lower left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Everything's fine, Mrs. Pitkin. No need to do anything. You don't even need a scale and polish. You look after your teeth marvellously well, I'd say. So that's you all sorted. Now, Mr. Pitkin, if you please.
See? Told you, nothing to worry about. Going to the dentist, dead easy. There's nothing to it.
Just leaning you back, Mr. Pitkin. Ready, nurse? Open wide, Mr. Pitkin.
I remember.
Wider, please.
I remember the morning.
Oh, quite a... Oh, dear. Upper right, 1 BPC, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0, 6, 7, 8. Upper left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. XLA, Lower right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0, 0, 6, 0, 0, 7, 8. Lower left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, is he okay, Mr. Payne?
Oh, no, dear. He's going to need 3 fillings today, an extraction of that wisdom tooth, very painful, and a crown for that chipped incisor at the front. Going to be quite expensive, I'm afraid. Now, Mr. Pitkin, I'm just going to inject your gum to numb it so that we can tackle those fillings. Open wide, please.
Oh, wimp.
Open Wide for Penison FM featured the voices of Anne Dobson as Doris, Keith Barner as Percy, Katie Smart as Receptionist, and Phil Johnson as Max Payne. Technical expertise supplied by Brian Robinson. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod for the incidental music. Open Wide was written and produced by Steve Dobson.